Number 109. Only meditation unlocks those doors. This podcast has been based on a book I wrote called Embracing Bliss, 108 Daily Meditations. We're now at 109, and it's time to take a moment and see what season two might bring. So enjoy this offering and watch for season two coming soon. The following is taken from a class of meditation I just completed. Vedic meditation is taught over the course of 4 days. And on the fourth day, we talk about where the practice goes from here and how to get the most from it and really how to use it to help us progressively change our experience of life. I think that this little snippet of that class has something about life and about meditation that I, for one, can't possibly hear enough. I'm going to read a poem as introduction to what we're talking about today. This is by David White. Everything is waiting for you. Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive and cunning crime with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings. Surely even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence and the chorus crowding out your solo voice. You must note the way the soap dish enables you, or the window latch grants you freedom. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. The stairs are your mentor of things to come. The doors have always been there to frighten you and invite you. And the tiny speaker in the phone is your dream ladder to divinity. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. The kettle is singing even as it pours you a drink. The cooking pots have left their arrogant aloofness and seen the good in you at last. All the birds and creatures of the world are unutterably themselves. Everything is waiting for you. This idea from the Veda that says the consciousness is primary and that everything is consciousness and I am consciousness and you are consciousness and all of this is consciousness. That's rather dry in and of itself and doesn't say a lot other than, okay, so there's a field and everything's from it. What does that have to do with my toothache? The truth is that this field of consciousness can be seen as an ocean, but even the ocean itself is filled with currents and streams and different temperatures of water and different depths of water and all the differences that can be imagined. And in this field of consciousness that I am, evolution is what's occurring always. And when I step out of the way and put myself at the effect of all the astonishing trove of information that nature's offering me in each moment, it will be as if my path forward is lighted from within and I can't possibly make a misstep. We have a fine level of feeling within, which is our individualized experience of the beating heart of the universe, which is saying to itself always, yes, yes, yes. And not only is it saying yes, but it's saying yes and showing me the next right action. Sometimes it shows me some goal to head toward. And then I simply take the next right action in the direction of that goal, but letting go of the need to accomplish the goal. Because the goal might just be there to get me to move in a certain direction for something else entirely, and I want to stay present and aware to discover that. But the message might also be, take this step. Why? Don't ask. Take the step. Well, what's the step after that? Don't ask. You won't see it until you take this step. Okay. And you take the step, and then, now you can take this step. Okay. Wait, what's the next step? There isn't one. What does that mean? It means waiting is an action as well. Okay. But I need to figure this out. No, we stop trying to figure things out, because it's not a problem to be solved, our life. Our life is a process to be engaged in. And as such, nature is showing me, moment by moment, step by step, where nature wants itself to move next in the person of me. And what's happening in this meditation is we are settling into this underlying truth of our being that is at one with this flow of consciousness, this flow of nature moving in the direction always of its highest good, evolution. We are letting go of all the baggage we've been carrying that causes us to see things in a certain way and behave in a certain way and see ourselves in a certain way and experience ourselves in a certain way. And we are progressively going to allow ourselves to identify as this deeper flow rather than this personage we've been thinking of as ourselves for however many decades we've been around. That underlying flow is the truth. It's always there. It always has its best and my best experience as its needful thing, as its primary purpose. And this thing that I think of as me is almost absurdly thin in its reality and can be seen through if only I have the courage to look through it and have the courage to let go of needing to see myself as it and all that that implies. The I don't deserve, the I don't belong, the I already had my chance, the it doesn't happen for people like me. All of those ideas built by the intellect to explain to itself what's going on and why it's happening this way, which then causes it to occur in a certain way, which then causes more stories for the intellect to tell this self, which causes more experiences to be had. And when we transcend that whole system, we begin to allow ourselves to be at the effect of consciousness itself, which wants nothing more than to love itself and heal itself and carry itself forward and enlighten itself through me and from me to others and to my eyes, at this moment at least, it seems to be the reason we're here, to move from being ignorant wholly of that process going on, and then to progressively guide ourselves to and uncover for ourselves that process as the very core of what I am, and to then embody it and embrace it and live it as fully as possible. which leads me back to this quote by Sally Kempton about meditation. Meditation is the basis for all inner work. We might struggle conscientiously to change our limiting qualities. We might saturate ourselves with instructions and help, both concrete and subtle. Yet in the end, it is the direct, naked encounter with our own awareness, capital A, that shifts our understanding of who we are and gives us the power to stand firmly in the center of our being. No one else can do this for us. Only meditation unlocks those doors. Today, I will meditate morning and evening and allow the truth of life to show itself to me. And from this connection to the truth within, I will allow myself to know throughout the day exactly what the next right action is to be for me. Thanks so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.